Everyone, thanks for joining today. It's 1 o'clock, so we'll get started. Looks like we have a pretty good group on. Appreciate everyone taking the time to jump on with us and bring questions and comments to us through this forum. We appreciate you guys taking the time. So as we've done the last several months, we'll open it up to you guys first. Is there anyone out there that has any questions, comments, concerns, or anything you'd like us to address first? Okay, pretty quiet. Any feedback of any sort? Okay. We can do a couple of updates. We don't have a ton, so it might be a pretty short meeting, but we'll go through what we have and then get you on your way if you don't have any questions. We are still in the process of building our building, as we've mentioned in the past. We have gone through an RFP process and hired a general contractor. And so we're going through some final stages with the architect, and then we'll be engaging the general contractor and starting off those meetings with them. So we're getting pretty excited about that. Still planning on having being in the building March or April of 2028-ish. And I kind of roll my eyes because I don't think that's going to happen, but they say it will, but we'll see. I guess stranger things, and I guess depends on how quickly the general contractor or how aggressive they want to be. So anyway, that's it on the building front. Melanie is out today. We don't really have any big 911 updates. And I think our biggest probably update on programming is the radio manager progress, Brian Lowe. If you guys don't know, we hired Brian Lowe as a contractor, third-party contractor, and he's been managing our transition to radio manager from the Motorola programming side and building the boxes. Brian or Phil, do you guys have an update on that you guys want to provide?
I can give a quick update. We have deployed three boxes in Wasatch County. They're our pilot agency, and so far so good. They have given us a couple of items of feedback to help us improve the boxes going forward, but they've read in over 100, and I think this morning was 125 radios in just a few days. So it's going really quick up there, and so far no major issues. So if you haven't already looked at the radio management page on UCA's website, everything is on there that you could possibly want to know about it. And if you have any questions, of course, you can reach out. But so far, our testing with Wasatch is going really well.
Awesome. Phil, do you have anything you want to add to it?
Not on that topic. That's what I would have said as well. But I do have one topic, maybe specifically for the south end of the state. We are we're about to start doing our ISSI testing. We don't have an exact date yet. And the reason for that is that we need all the radios that are attached to a couple of the sites down there to be updated to the R24 firmware. For it to be compatible. And that's the same version of firmware that you would need to use beyond LTE. However, L3 Harris last week let us know that if you're using R24 and the RHHC handheld display, so the remote head that's handheld, on R24, the volume resets to zero when you power the radio off. And so we want everybody to be aware of that, because we've been pushing everyone to basically upgrade to R24, both because of the ISSI and also because of the LTE Wi-Fi beyond roaming capability that firmware has. But we want to tell everyone that firmware does have that issue. L3 Harris told us this morning that they expect to fix that in a firmware called R25B, which should be out shortly. And that's the update I have there.
Awesome. Does anyone have any questions on that? Lieutenant Aldridge, have you started your updating?
Still there. Still there.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Alan. I hit the wrong button, went away from it. Do you know any idea when that R-25 might be out, Phil? And well, I guess the question is, will you guys get it and send it to us, or is that something we're going to have to request from them like normal?
We'll have it as soon as it's out, and it's our top priority to get it out for the ISSI reasons. You're not the only agency we're going to have to meet with over the ISSI thing, so that'll become clear. I'm not sure we're going to wait for the ISSI, R25B to do the ISSI testing. It just depends on whether the agencies that are affected also have the RHHC handheld display head. So
no, we do have a lot of those, but I could load the 24 on my handhelds, right? It would be all right.
Yeah, but the problem is we can't turn the ice. It could really screw things up if we turn the ISSI on and you don't have R24 on the radios. It's much worse than the volume problem. So. We might have to wait. We'll have to think through.
And that's only if you power off the radio, but.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you guys need me to, I mean, I can load the 24 on a gadget, but you guys know they've got to be aware of that volume problem.
I honestly wouldn't load it until we figure out what the date on R25B is. I don't think they told us that this morning. Did they, Tina? Okay. Do you remember?
You don't recall them telling us the date either. But I'd be surprised if it's very far out because they know about it and they've already got a TR on it. So we can follow up with you on that. But like Phil said, you're not the only agency. We actually need to schedule a meeting with DNR, UHP, and a couple others. So.
Okay. Well, I'll just wait to hear that.
Okay. All right. Good. Phil, you don't have anything else?
I don't.
Okay. Awesome. I don't think I have anything else either. So unless you guys have any questions or comments. I think we would call it. Let's see, I'm just looking at who else is on here. Okay. Well, if you guys don't have anything for us, I think that is all we have for you. I think we're just been going through doing a lot of PMs on sites and things like that. But we've promoted a couple of internal positions and that we've got a couple of job openings that we're going to post here pretty quick. But so if you're interested in working for an awesome company, UCA is a pretty cool place to work. Other than that, don't tell your bosses I like intentionally am poaching people, but just throwing it out there. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great week, a great month, and I guess we'll talk to you at the next one. Oh, one last thing. We are doing our stakeholders. It's in October and it's going to be in Kanab, and I'm going to send out a newsletter by the end of the week. I just got the hotels secured, so we'll send out the details, but October 20th, 21st-ish. So hope you guys will all come to that too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks.